March 21st. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Meyer, who is excused. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need a motion to approve the agenda?
I guess I will move to approve the agenda.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of 5307 to 5364.
I move for approval.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the March 7th, 2018 regular town board meeting.
Move to approve it as written.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Very quiet time for the town. We got a deposit of totaling $4,800 into the regular account and $1,200 into the ambulance account, so that's it.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah, pretty quiet, right. So in the regular account, we have $1,119,922.61. And in the ambulance account, we have $499,647.61. Thank you.
All right, is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I will move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion, possible action, open bids for LP gas.
I received two bids, one from Richie and one from Petroleum Heat and Power. They're both sealed bids. Them by the time of the board meeting, so I will open the Richie bid first.
Oh, Richie Oil, 10,000 gallons to the town hall office, fire department one and two, pre-purchase at a price of $1.189 per gallon. Or unlimited amount of gallons to the town hall office, fire departments 1 and 2, guaranteed price $1.289 per gallon, paid within 15 days of delivery. Bid price will be good for 30 days from above date. Full payment must be received in 30 days of acceptance of bid if pre-buying propane rate is accepted.
It's less than last year.
Yep. If accepted, this price per gallon begin immediately and expire December 31st, 2018. Delivery tickets and monthly statements will be provided in a timely manner. Richie Oil Propane's performance under this agreement is all in part is subject to and not responsible for acts of God, war, government, regulation, terrorism, disaster strikes, civil disorders, fulfillment of transportation facilities, or similar emergency beyond parties' control, making it impossible, illegal, or commercially inadvisable, or which materially affects our ability to perform our obligations.
We got meteorites.
Yes.
Yeah. So if the sky falls there, we're okay. If you have any questions, call. So, pre-purchase, $1.189 per gallon, unlimited amount, $1.29 per gallon. The second one is from Petroleum Heat and Power. Open purchase price $1.60, guarantee price, pay as you order, subject to market decrease, increase 25 cents under board price, example $1.60 minus $1.25, $1.35. All payments if open price, guarantee prices decided on, paid within 20 calendar days, contract price locked per legal bid notice, $1.18 times $10,000, $11,800. So it looks like it's $1.18 a gallon.
If you do that.
If you do the 10,000 gallons.
I don't understand how wording in that other one a little bit.
Well, he's going by the, by the.
Price he gets it, right?
Yeah, the going sale rate propane on the market. Will be put on a keep fill system unless you instruct us not to do so. We'll monitor the tank, provide propane as needed, provide safety checks, fill, provide friendly courteous service. Any part of your pre-buy that is not used in a term requested per legal bid may be used as a down payment on another pre-buy prepaid contract. If another contract is not signed, there will be a credit left on the account. Propane will be delivered at market price per gallon until used, which is typical. No credit will be refunded under the circumstances. And then he goes into the God, War, Government, Regulation, and Terrorism also.
It must be something you have to put on there.
Sounds like Richie's a better bid, actually, looking at the.
Well, I have worked with their billing, and it's fairly easy.
I mean, for the 10,000, they're both about the same.
They're, well, yeah, Richie is $1.18.9, and Petroleum Heat and Power is $1.18. He didn't put the nine on there.
Oh, nine, okay. So they're actually 0.9 cents cheaper.
Cheaper. Bill?
Is there any tax on any of that?
No.
And did they say anything about if you don't use it? I noticed on the one from Petroleum, if you don't use the gallonage, do you lose it on either one of them?
Well, Petroleum, he says here, that any part of your pre-buy that is not used in the term requested per legal bid may be used as down payment on another prepaid contract. If another contract is not signed, there will be a credit left on your account, and propane will be delivered at market price per gallon until used. No credit will be refunded under any circumstances. So you don't get refunded, but you use it up.
How many gallons might I ask did the town use in the last 2 years or a year?
Well, last year we had the 10,000 pre-buy, and it was about the middle of February of this year that we used up the 10,000. So they did give us the whole 10,000.
Yeah, we used
that. At, I think it was 149 last year, but they went into this year with the.
So we use approximately.
They didn't cut it off at December 31st. In January, they gave it to me for 149 until the 10,000 was used up.
We use 10,000.
I know it doesn't say that in there, but.
We use 10,000 a year between this building and the fire station. So
that's your average use is like 10,000.
That's kind of what we found a bid on.
If you go over that and need more, do any of them give you a Richie did give it.
Richie did give it. Petroleum Heat and Power doesn't say it, but I guess, you know, we didn't ask them that. You asked for a bid price.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it sounds like it would go to the regular price on the petroleum fee.
Yeah, would probably go to the regular price, which I guess you can assume, but. Mm-hmm.
Whichever your regular price, I mean, whatever market is at the time.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what was their $1.60 figure?
The dollar. That's open purchase price. We just bought from them. Current price pays your order subject to market increase, decreases $1.60. Guarantee price pays your order subject to market increase, decrease 25 cents under board price. So if their open price is $1.60 and we go with a guarantee price, it would be $1.35. $1.35 a gallon. If we went with a contract price on 10,000 gallons, it's $1.18.
All right.
So, in actuality, Petroleum Heat and Power is 0.9 cents per gallon cheaper.
Mm-hmm. For the 10,000.
For the 10,000, and they are local.
Yep.
questions or comments, Bob?
Would there be any changes as to?
No. We own the tanks.
How they?
No, we own the tanks. He says it's key and fill, so.
We just would have to provide another key?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're okay here. If we go over the $10,000, then we're into the other price area.
Then we'd be into the open price.
Yeah.
With petroleum heat and power. Richie doesn't state it, but this year he did.
He went into February.
He went in over and above the $10,000 at the quoted price.
Approximately how many gallons will you have used throughout your season over the $10,000?
Well, we wouldn't have, because it went from December 1st to December, January 1st, so, and he filled up once in February. And when we filled up then is when we went over the $10,000.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I thought you'd used your $10,000 up by that time.
No, like in February, we used our $10,000.
So petroleum heat and power is still, at this point anyway, looking like $1.35 for any overage.
Well, I guess the way I'd read this is if you contracted the price at $1.18.
Yeah.
Once that contracted price is used, I would suspect we'd go to the open purchase price.
Yeah.
Which is pretty volatile some years, you can't tell.
Is $1.60.
Yeah.
But he mentioned something about a 25 cent.
He's got a guarantee price, which is a pay-as-you-order, subject to market, decrease, increase. Which is, it says 25 cents under board price. Example, $1.60, which is his open market price.
Yeah.
Example, $1.60 minus 25 cents for $1.35 a gallon.
So if it goes to $5 a gallon again, we're in at $4.75 a gallon.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Yeah, it's not always $1.60.
No, it's an example.
Yeah, I know. Well, like I said, I haven't dealt with Richie and their billing and their reports that they provide me make it so easy. I just have to keep a log, and I keep a log of how many gallons each ticket comes in, and I kind of know where we stand at any time during the year.
Yeah, I like the idea of going local, but I don't know, it looks like there's a lot of room for mischief on that, depending on what the prices do. What do you think?
Death taxes and price of propane.
Yeah.
That 0.9 cents difference on the 10,000 gallons, that what amounts to $900?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there is no tax or delivery charges or?
No.
That would give us a little room for ups and downs in the prices too.
Yeah, you'd be your $900 cheaper.
Yeah. Well,
the question that Nancy had, you know, about the billing and that, have you, with petroleum heat and power, are there billing procedures fairly the same?
I do not know. We haven't dealt with them in years.
We've never used them. They've bid on it. They've given us prices, but Richie has typically been cheaper.
I guess from the taxpayer's standpoint, if everything is.
You save $900, you save $900.
Exactly.
But there's an element of risk there, but I don't know how great that is in any given year.
Well, it'll take us from now until December 31st, and then we'll have our $10,000, and we'll...
Well, you don't have to pay in advance, you pay as you go, don't you?
Correct.
No, not if we do the yearly one. We pay it at one time.
The contract, you pay...
Yeah, if we take the 10,000 gallons...
If we take the 10,000, we pay that, and then, once it's used up, well, then you're at market price, but at that point, I would hope that we're into the end of December, and then we'll bid for prices again.
Are either one of them bonded of any sort, or...
Well, Richie didn't send it, but Petroleum Heat and Power did send us, well, their certificate of insurance.
Yeah, and I'm sure I could get it from Richie, too.
Yeah.
The insurance isn't the issue.
No, it's bonding that...
And I don't know if you required anything.
No.
You didn't ask for it, you're not gonna get it.
No. Well, Bobby Chapman and Petroleum Heat and Power have been around a while.
Well, they've been around a long, that was my question, he had a statement, he has been around quite a while.
Yep.
Matt, the petroleum one, does that say that it ends December 31st? If you do the, if you do the contract?
No, it just says contract price for 10,000 gallons. So it doesn't give any...
Deadline.
Deadline to use it up.
If you don't, what did Richie say about if you don't use it?
He doesn't say anything.
I don't think the last sentence says something, use it by December 31st or something, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, here. If accepted, this price per gallon will begin immediately and expire December 31st, 2018.
That was the same wording on last year, however, he honored it until the 10,000.
Until the 10,000.
But that is not right again.
And then Petroleum Heat and Power is any part of your pre-buy that is not used in the term requested per legal bid may be used as down payment on another prepaid contract. If another contract is not signed, there will be a credit left on the account, and propane will be delivered at market price per gallon until used.
Okay, okay. So that is kind of like it ends at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need propane in January or February, and we still had money left, they would just take the market value out of that.
I guess presuming that if the market were to go to $1.60, which it possibly could, and probably will, with your $900, you could be buying like 500 gallons of fuel with that money.
Yep. Norm?
I'm not always good multiplying with decimal points, but the way I calculated this, the difference is really
$90. $90, not $900.
Not $900 for what that's worth.
Oh.
Well, that is.
0.9.
That's a big difference.
Pretty minuscule amount, yeah.
That's what I said. They're, for the most part, they're the same. Because the one expires December 31st, the other one goes for the term, which is a bid. Basis for 2018.
Yeah, well, it's after the deadline.
Yep.
It'll go to the 165 minus 35 or whatever.
Any other factors that we need to look at here?
Why not today?
This is something that maybe you'd want to table it till the next meeting and peruse it.
Not really.
I don't know, Bill. it's kind of, they're for the most part the same. You go until December 31st. Richie this year did granted on further until we used up our full amount.
And you will use the full amount in the time period?
Yeah, we will use the full amount, and if we got to that time period, the end of December, I mean, perhaps we could go and fill our tanks, and we're, I'm sure we'll.
And the reason I question that is a few years ago, I checked on a pre-buy from somebody, and they said that you had to use it, and if you didn't use it, you lost it.
Yeah.
I think normally that's how it goes.
And I've had pre-buys too, and if you didn't use it, it reverted to the full price like petroleum heat and power has got here. And then rather than getting it at a buck 20 a gallon, you paid the buck 50 a gallon, because that was now the going rate. You were outside of the time limits. I don't know.
I don't think they can just take your money and run.
No.
I think they have some obligation.
You're buying it at the going rate at that point.
I think even Richie, if after the 10,000, it would go to like, you know, if he didn't honor it, it would go to the $1.49.
It would go up.
That's what we're paying right now, is the $1.49.
But Richie honored, he used it up, he honored it, where you don't know if petroleum will.
No, you don't know.
They just said they wouldn't.
And they don't have to.
Right.
Something to think about too, I guess. We've got people who've gone above and beyond for us in the past.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I don't have a problem with either one.
You have a coin?
Need to do that.
What about service for the two of them? Does either one of them offer a service? Because I know I've had to have service done on the tanks themselves. Oh. And my tanks are privately owned.
Yeah. Well, we've got keep fill, I guess, if there's service on it, if it's something that they can take care of now. One thing I do have to say about Richie is when we were putting in the above ground fuel tanks, he was a lot of help in doing that. I don't believe he even charged us anything. And filling out the paperwork and everything else, so.
Yeah, so.
Get the state inspector.
Yeah, you got the state inspector to come. And I believe he gave us that tank at cost.
I believe so.
What do you think, Bob?
I think there isn't a strong contender here. Between the two, there isn't a strong leader. But if Richie has given us more than they had to in the past, I see that as a sign of good faith and goodwill, yeah. I think that might be something to look at here.
That says a lot.
Yep. So I would move that we accept the Richie bid on this.
Okay. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bid from Richie Lakeland Oil Propane for 10,000 gallons delivered to the town hall and fire stations at the price of $1.189 per gallon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion approval bartender's license for
Danae.
Thank you. Danae McGeeshick.
And it was fun.
Yep, I checked her out and she checks out well on CCAP. I don't see any bars to licensing here. So I would move that we approve that.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Danae McGeeshick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion possible action, purchase on a hot patch heater. Pete, the road crew foreman, had asked me about the possibility of purchasing a heater for heating the cold patch when they're doing patching, and it comes in handy primarily in the spring of the year, like right now, and in the fall of the year, when the weather is colder and the cold patch is real rough to work with. He did get a quote from 5D Industries down in Tomahawk. They constructed one for the town of Boulder Junction, which we've tried and they've used and worked fine. Price on it is for $15,595, and this unit, what it actually does is slide into the back of one of the one-ton trucks. Since we got this, our loader grew a crack on the frame at the joint where the articulator is, right by that pin. He got a price on repairing that from, used to be Fabco, now they're called Fabric, it's a Caterpillar dealer, and I think it was around $9,000.
$9,000 or $10,000.
He's checking into some other repair prices on that, and that repair along with this would be coming out of our new equipment budget repair end of things. I don't know if maybe we want to hold off for a while. I mean, it's not something we have to have. It makes life a lot easier. Now, they recently did get a load of cold patch from American Asphalt down in Mosinee, which is a softer cold patch, easier to work with. It may not last as long in the potholes, but at least they can work with it in a little colder weather. So we have something else that we can use and do rather than, at least right now, spending that kind of money to heat cold patch.
Yeah.
Might be wise to, I'm sorry.
I just said maybe table that.
Oh, yeah. It might be wise to just hold off and see how this new cold patch mix works out. And if we do need something to heat the cold patch with, then we know where to find it.
Exactly.
So rather than spend the money. But I would move that we...
Bill had a quick question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess if you're going to hold off on it, he won't be needing it for much longer.
Well, that's the thing. You won't be needing it for much longer.
And you'll
longer.
Have some months to think about it,
it would
like
be,
Bob
it
said.
It would then be coming up in the fall would be the next time that a unit like this would be needed. I mean, even in the summertime, you can throw a load of cold patch on one of the trucks, park it in the sun for an hour, and it's good and soft by that time. So, yeah, it has its uses in the colder times when you can do it. So, yeah, it's not a bad idea to...
Kind of a luxury.
Maybe hold off.
It will get cold again.
You sure about that?
That's the usual drill around.
So now you want to make a motion to...
Let's see. Do we want to table that or adjourn it to another date? Or what do you want to do? We could adjourn it to a date certain to consider it, I suppose.
You could, or if we table it, it could go, you know, to next summer or early fall, once we have a better idea of what's going on. If you have it to a date, well, that's fine, but it might just be, well, we're going to hold off again. So.
Yeah. I would, based on that, I would move to table it.
Okay. I will second that. A motion has been made and seconded to table the purchase of the hot patch heater. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. A motion to adjourn at 1:27.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.